We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What a win last night for the Miami Heat. Good morning, everybody. A lot of stuff to get to here today. Oh, my gosh. D-Wade with the crazy bank shot. Left-handed, under pressure. I don't know if he called bank on that or not, Zach.
We're going to give him credit for it.
All right. And then a great play at the other end, too, with knocking the ball away. And the Miami Heat get another win, playing really well. By far their best basketball. Again, the bench, one of the great stories last night, 58 points. All four players coming off the bench scored in double figures, including Hassan Whiteside,
well,
who had a nice little game.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bam had a big, big rebound game last night in the starting lineup. So they got a lot of guys doing their roles really well. Richardson, once again, didn't shoot the ball well. But, Zach, they're winning. He's not gonna shake anything up as long as it's going this way.
Why would you at this point?
He's got those veteran guys playing well. They got Johnson going now a little bit here. Recently, he has played some of his best basketball. So all that stuff adds up to another win. They're now just one game away from getting a 500. And by the way, still, we could say they're getting closer to the seventh spot, but also they got to be careful they don't drop some of these games because they got Orlando right behind them as well. They're not going away. So you got all that. Nice win, though, last night. Milwaukee coming up next, which will be a big test on the road. But, Zach, you know the other thing? They're 18-16 on the road.
They're playing great on the road.
I mean, they're playing.
Yep.
You got a winning record on the road in the NBA. Hey, as far as that goes in any sport, you have a winning record, whether it's a 5-3 record in the NFL. That's a hell of a year.
Yep.
I remember we used to say, hey, man, if you can go 4-4 in football on the road, and go 6-2 or 7-1, you're in the playoffs.
That's right.
And we had some years where we went undefeated at home, but you're going to lose some games. But boy, I tell you what, that's impressive what they've been able to do. Oklahoma City, they get them, they bounce back and get a place that's been really, really hard on them. And by the way, did you see D Wade picked up some nice jerseys?
Yeah,
man.
Did you see that?
Coach Pop, man, he goes, hey, I got this box for you. He goes, I think you're really going to like it. Now it's small, so D Wade's probably going, oh, what could this be? And he's like, damn, this is.
They're big three, you know, over this whole.
This is dope.
That's it. Well, think about it.
I think he threw out, this is dope.
Yeah. But think about how that big three. And it's not really the big three because not the biggest names, but those guys won how many championships in San Antonio?
Well, it's a
Duncan
big piece
Parker
of the history.
And Ginobili. And a piece of the Heat history. You played them twice in the finals, but that's cool to open up that box. And instead of exchanging a jersey, and you couldn't with any of those three because they're all gone now, getting signed jerseys, that's pretty cool.
And we're going to have Johnny Bench on later, one of the greatest, probably the greatest catcher of all time, arguably, if you want to throw somebody else in there. But for the older guys that are up early, he's going to join us later in the show. And for me, just going back to watching him defensively as well as the Big Red Machine and what he could do, he was kind of hard to beat Johnny Bench. But anyway, I always wonder, like, when you're one of those guys, and Johnny Bench, and I was telling these guys this morning, I go, man, I've been working on this. I really got excited last night. Johnny Bench played in all those National League All-Star games, and I mean a bunch of them. But he played, you look at the names he played with, Willie, Hank. You start going in the names that he played with, and including all the guys on his own team, Joe Morgan and Pete and all those guys.
Big Red Machine, man.
I always wonder, like, do you ever think when you're doing it back then, like, hey, Willie, before you go, you mind if I get an autograph here while we're here in the clubhouse in the All-Star game? Or, hey, before you guys hit the road, I don't know if they did that back then. I'm always curious to see.
Maybe.
That little fraternity,
yeah.
if they're embarrassed or if there's too much pride if you're Johnny Bench to say, hey, Willie, haven't seen you for a while. You know, they're signing. How about signing? Would you sign a couple of pieces for my
That's
kids?
A good question. He was in some pretty cool all-star locker rooms.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Can you imagine for people? I started, you know, collecting a few things, mostly with people that I know or played with or stuff late. But I never thought of doing it early on with guys. Of course, you never thought when you're playing with guys how good they are. Like, I had no idea when I was playing with Dan Marino in the 80s that he was going to be Dan Marino.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty good player.
You never know all that stuff. And playing with Dwight, never thought Dwight was going to be one of the greatest centers of all time. And going around on all those different guys.
Is he one of the greatest centers of all time?
You know, there's always a debate. Listen, there wouldn't have been a debate if he played about four more years.
Well,
if he didn't get clipped on an interception, probably.
Who was that guy that clipped him?
Oh, gosh. Marty Lyons.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. We always bring that up. We got all kinds of other stuff. This is a special day because for a lot of guys, I always think of Greg Likens, but it's everybody out there. March Madness starts, and it's going to start early at 12:15 and go until you can have trouble keeping
about
your eyes up.
Tonight.
Yeah, you'll be going. There are a lot of games. So the big dance kicks off with Minnesota and Louisville, of all teams. Would have been father-son. Now it's son and a pissed-off son looking to get back at what they did to his dad.
Well, a lawsuit against one school. Yeah.
So, but you got games all day. And so I was adjusting the bracket last night. Hollywood tried to get me to turn it in. And I go, no, got to wait.
You weren't ready yet to turn it in?
Got to wait. There were three or four games I wanted to get a little something on last night. I don't know why I take it so seriously. I really don't, because I never have a chance to win as I get ready to spread it out for all these $20 pools I'm about ready to jump into.
I did the most different thing I've ever done this year. I filled out one bracket. I did it last night, and that was it. I didn't really look at any. I saw the shows, and I saw the cheat shows. We all watched those. But I did one bracket, turned it in, and that was it.
Yeah.
I've never done that. Honestly, I've always filled out about 10 of them
before
it happens.
And you know what, Zach? I've done that too, where going, I kind of like this team, so let me put that on my next one. And you're right. I think you're better off. And sometimes I got so – and recently I went too far. I got too carried away on upsets. And
you've got to be careful, because you're always going to get a couple, right? You got to look at
a couple.
But when you look at your bracket after you do it and you have nine of them in there, it's not going to work.
Last year I got a little carried away. Like if any of those eight or nine guys at CBS and ESPN said anything about this could be an upset, I jumped on it.
Yep.
I said, man, I'm not doing that. I'm getting back to seeds, man.
Early game today, Yale LSU. Is that one of those games you had to think about a couple times? I'm looking at like the crazy matchups early today.
I did.
Because you said it starts off today, 12:15 Minnesota Louisville.
I went back and forth on that.
Because you were talking about Yale a couple times. LSU, the coaching issue, what's going to happen there.
I went back to pure talent. I went back to LSU. Not that anybody cares, but get your brackets done. If you're like, oh, my God, I forgot it was today, I'd like to jump in a couple of those because, let's face it, nobody really knows. And if you're not sure, the seeds are there. If you want to go with the one seeds or the two seeds.
Probably have a better chance of going chalk than you do with 12, 13s, and 14s. By the way, there's still time to sign up for WQAM's Hooters Hoops Hysteria Bracket. Go to WQAM.com. We'll do it until the show is over today. We'll really push it because you do have time. Before, when our show is done, you're almost out of time. But you have enough time in this next 4 hours, 3.5 hours, to get a bracket in to have a chance to win some cool prizes. But WQAM.com. Hooters Hoops Hysteria. The bracket is still open right now.
All right. Well, you got to get in on that before the game. I don't know what time that's going to lock down, but before 12, make sure you get a couple of those in if you're one of those, because there are going to be a lot of people out there just can't. They want to get in every one. They want to have a chance to hit the home run. So anyway, yesterday also Dwayne Haskins, who is either the best or second best quarterback in this draft out of Ohio State, I think he's going to be really good. Now, you can't hold it against me and say I was wrong and fire me because I'm not a general manager. I'm just a radio big mouth that is very questionable with my knowledge here. But Dwayne Haskins had his pro day yesterday at Ohio State with the other Ohio State players. And he's got all these private meetings set up. Raiders, Broncos, Finns, Giants, and Washington. Raiders the fourth pick. Giants the sixth pick. The Broncos, the 10th pick. The Finns, the 13th pick. Chris Greer was there watching him throw, by the way, yesterday. And Washington with the 15th pick. So you're looking at it and you're wondering, all right, are the Raiders going to send a strong message about what they think of their starter if they get him?
Right? Oh, my God, yeah.
The Broncos, I could see it.
Sure.
I mean, no matter what you want to say, Joe Flacco is at the end of the road.
Yeah, he's not their future.
Baltimore doesn't let Joe Flacco go if they think he's still got high end left in him. It just doesn't happen. So I could see him going 10 for sure, and probably before that. I don't know. And I had a great pro day, but I'm big on a majority of the guys have big pro days throwing against air. And by the way, he was throwing to all the guys he threw to all year all to put year, up those
yes.
numbers.
Correct.
So he knows the speed of the first guy, the second guy, the third guy, and the fourth guy. They were all running routes for him yesterday, including some of their running backs and everything else.
Dolphins had a chance last year with four quarterbacks that started the draft, and everyone didn't know where everyone was going. We didn't know Baker would end up going one overall. Where's Sam Darnold going to go? Josh Rosen? This year, the difference is that we think Kyler Murray is going to go first or very far at the top. And then Haskins, where does he drop to? And all these, there's still three or four teams ahead of the Dolphins, like there was last year, that might need a quarterback, could take a quarterback. And what are the Dolphins going to do? I don't think Haskins gets all the way to 13. I just don't think that's possible. There's some mock drafts that have him there at 13. I don't know how that's possible at this point.
The only thing Dwayne Haskins can do, if you've watched them, and I think we can all say this and we can all agree, and nobody's going to say we're a bunch of dumbasses, Zach, Dwayne Haskins is not a running quarterback.
Well, Stephen A. Smith doesn't.
But I don't know if he apologized and realized he was wrong or if he didn't see Ohio State for whatever reason. Dwayne Haskins is a drop back and get rid of the ball or shotgun, get rid of the ball and get out quickly, and he had some big-time games at the end of the year that everybody had a chance to see. So I'm curious. Chris Greer was there yesterday, and he's coming in, and whether it's a private workout or the meeting or get him on the chalkboard, and they had him on the chalkboard at NFL Network yesterday. He comes across as a really sharp dude that's cool and calm. I don't know. I'm going to stick with, I think he's going to be really good. And I know he's not going to take off and run 45 yards like Kyler Murray. I know he doesn't run a 4.3 or a 4.4 40-yard dash, and he's not as athletic. But, man, he has got his arm, even watching it yesterday. I watched some of the NFL Network stuff yesterday, and he we'll see what happens. I know everybody gets a little hyped up, right, once they have their pro day. I know Nick Bosa didn't do anything yesterday. What's Nick Bosa have to do? Like, what do they want Nick Bosa to do if you're a defensive end? What's he need to do that he hasn't? Like, people are like, Nick Bosa didn't work out. First of all, you can only go down if you're there at the top already. What do they want to see him do? He's going to say, look at my tapes from my last year and my first few games that I played last year. Take a look with everything, and then, you know, he's not running pass patterns. He's not throwing. I don't know. I don't think it's gonna hurt Nick.
But what else do you need to see besides actual game tape? Like, does it really matter what this pro day is, considering you have all the tape on this kid and you've actually seen him play football?
I don't think, outside of some teams, this is old school. This is old school stuff that they'll go, man, I love a guy no matter when. He always wants to compete and show everybody. Hey, we got to go to break, man. The time snuck up. I got to do a little CBS TV. We'll take a quick break. A lot more stuff to get to when we come back.
Still time to sign up now for WQM's Hooters Hoops Hysteria Bracket Challenge at WQM.com. Win prizes after every round, like a $50 Hooters gift card. Win it all, and you'll get the grand prize. You want to hear what the grand prize is, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Free Hooters wings for a year.
Oh, I can eat. I'm a chicken wing eating fool.
Yeah.
Hooters. You want to talk about foods I can't give up? I bet I eat chicken wings every week.
That's probably a good bet.
I know they're not good for you all the time.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Something's going to get you, though.
At some point, you're right. Hooters Hoops Hysteria on WQM, sponsored by Hooters. Head to Hooters for all your basketball action by Largo Honda. Botron Rum, fill out all your bracket now, WQM.com. Still time, folks. You heard the music. It starts in less than 6 hours. You still have probably about 3 hours to fill out these brackets.
How do people get so excited when a majority of the people out there that do these brackets, and you see the numbers at CBS and ESPN and the amount of people that get involved in these things, when a majority of the people are like us, Zach, and have not seen a majority of the teams?
68 teams to start the tournament because now a couple are out. I would assume that most people have seen less than 10%. I would say about 6 to 8 teams that they really have seen. Like, you know, like Duke, everyone's seen Duke because you watch ESPN on Tuesday night and they're on every Tuesday night.
So anybody
night.
Duke's played, which means Virginia, North Carolina,
a couple of the ACC
Virginia
teams.
Tech.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State's a big seed.
FSU's been on.
But a lot of people seen them play a lot? Probably not.
FSU's been on a lot. They've had some good games. They've been in on a
not
bunch
like
of
Duke
close
and
games.
North Carolina and all that.
No. Duke's by themselves. Duke's on TV, national TV, more than, as we said yesterday, more than any NBA team.
Sure.
They're by themselves.
How about Gonzaga, a one seed? I think a lot of people have seen Gonzaga play a lot.
I saw the end of the upset against Duke early in the year. That's it.
But that's it. That's a one seed.
So you're just going, but yet that's not stopping us from getting involved in this whole thing. I got to switch over here real quick, and this is a big change from the basketball, and of course the Heat get a great win last night, one of their best wins of the season in San Antonio. San Antonio had won 9 straight games, and they end that. By the way, San Antonio just beat Golden State too, so they've really taken down some good teams. The Heat going there and beat them again last night, solid across the board, 1 through 9, getting it done. But did you see Le'Veon Bell? Also came out and ripped Ben Roethlisberger. You know, we go, well, it was Antonio. Now Le'Veon says it felt better, that he was better than everyone else. That Ben did it his own way. He didn't listen to anybody. It had to be Ben's way. And by the way, this is the part that really got me, because I've never heard of this. If Ben got mad, this is the second guy to say this now. It's one of the best running backs and wide receivers. If Ben got mad at you, he wouldn't throw you the football.
Wow.
That is fifth grade stuff. That's one that I've never heard.
Yep. That's having a party at your house as a 6-year-old, getting into a fight with your friend the day before and not inviting him to the party.
Right. I just.
Like, come on.
Like, that's one of those comments. Like, can Ben be that much of a D-bag?
I guess so.
Now, if I'm Ben, I mean, that. We're talking about a grown-ass man that's made all the money in the world, that is the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has been, has had a Hall of Fame career, that this is the second guy that says, well, yep, Ben does it his own way. He doesn't listen to anybody. He thinks this is the second guy that's accused him of thinking he owns the team or is president of the team the way he acts. But now he's been accused by a couple of guys that said if he got mad at you, he would go out of his way if you were involved in the offense, not to throw you the football.
I just don't understand that. Like, if this is really happening or it was happening.
It's hard to imagine.
It's hard to imagine that, right?
Do that.
Like, it's hard to imagine that this guy would just be pissed at you and not throw you the ball.
Match up and you're salty about somebody or you're mad at somebody, you've been ripping them and you know they're really good. Like, you got to go to that matchup because you're still on game day trying to win.
Well, I look at that.
And I got to tell you, that's a real bitch move if Ben's doing that.
He's never mad at Antonio Brown then, right? Because Antonio Brown had like 200 targets.
Well, that's the whole thing, although Antonio has accused him of a lot of things. The one thing they've all accused him of is just doing whatever he wants, which, you know, there's a fine line on this because, listen, really good quarterbacks in the NFL get treated differently than everybody else on the football team. But for some reason, this Ben thing, I mean, Eli Manning gets treated different than everybody else on the Giants, and he hasn't been nearly as good as Ben Roethlisberger. But nobody's I just look at this. I mean, I always think of the show up in New England where you've got the best quarterback in football, maybe the greatest of all time. He goes in and meets with the coach. They'll go over game plan together. A lot of the quarterbacks that are really good meet with the head coach at the starting of the week about what he wants to get done and what he needs from his quarterback. So they're all on the same page. I'm not saying he doesn't get on them a little bit or, you know, but quarterbacks understand they got a little different role on the team. but for some reason, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown just not a big fan of Ben Roethlisberger. Some point, does Ben come out and say something?
Well, what can he come out and say, though?
That's he looks real bad.
It looks bad, but I think it's going to be worse if he comes out.
Really bad.
You think he takes shots at these two guys? Because he could take a shot at Le'Veon Bell and say this guy was being selfish last year, not a team player. He needed. He only was worried about his own money, didn't care about the team. It sounds like, you know, you want to do the selfish card with him or Antonio Brown. He just got a contract before, you know, last year. He had 3 years left. He wanted out. These guys are being selfish. I'm about the team.
Ben, now Ben's done his own thing a little bit. You know, when you need your quarterback show up, he didn't show up in off-season workouts. Let's do that.
Every year he's going to retire, maybe.
He's done that retirement thing. He's bitched about taking quarterbacks. Like, he has a lot of control. I never remember Dan Marino find out that we drafted somebody at any point in his career and he came out publicly and said, what the hell are we getting that guy for?
That was pretty funny. Like, I mean, that was petty.
Ben has done some real childish D-bag, shut up and be the quarterback. We know how good you are. We know how important you are. But you've gone way too far. And that radio show ripping, guys,
it's stupid.
Just don't do that.
Yeah, stupid.
You don't do that. Coach does it, wants to send a message. Okay. General manager, president, I'm not happy with the way this team's playing. Owner, I get it. But Ben still is just one of the 53 players.
That's it. Well, now, he's a key
guy.
Not according to the GM.
So,
the father.
Anyway, I just thought this thing was very interesting. Le'Veon Bell, who's got a new team, a new contract still.
New album out, too.
Was a new album. That's right. He was promoting his album.
Good
call by you.
I'm just saying. You know?
So
Le'Veon, give the man his credit.
Le'Veon Bell was taking shots at Ben Roethlisberger. God, Ben must be just. And really, can Ben say much about everything Ben's through in his life?
No, he can't. He can't. He can't come out and say anything. He's got to stay quiet.
Ben got suspended, for off-field bullying, sex potentially.
Yeah, possibly something in the Me Too movement.
Being accused of it, yeah. He's lucky he didn't catch that about the same time as Me
Late.
Too.
Yeah.
His ass would have been Me Too'd for more than a couple of games. He would have been Me Too'd for a while.
Joe, I just have to say that if you look at the targets that those two guys had over the last 4 or 5 years.
Why are they bitching?
Like, if it's true that if he was mad at you, he didn't throw you the ball, he was never mad at Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown. Maybe he was mad at Jesse James. Maybe he was mad at, you know, someone else.
Right.
These two guys got 5,000 targets.
No. I'm with you, and it does make you wonder. And this goes to Antonio and Le'Veon. No, even if you think they're better at what they do than the quarterback, you're never going to get treated as a receiver running back the way the quarterback does. It doesn't happen anywhere. It doesn't happen anywhere. Even Joe Montana with Jerry Rice. Pretty good combination.
That's a pretty good
combo. And listen, Jerry Rice is the best receiver to ever play the frigging game. And Joe Montana was, at that time, probably the best quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Still in the argument
and
for some
still,
people.
Still in there, Zach. That's a good point. Still in there. But Joe Montana was meeting with Bill Walsh and going over everything, man. They weren't calling Jerry Rice in there. Now, Jerry Rice didn't have to worry because Joe Montana was quiet and he was part of the fraternity. And Joe Montana didn't do a lot of dumbass stuff, of course, that we're seeing Ben do. I don't know, man. I'm always curious. This thing has gotten really interesting, though, because I've never seen two guys really good at their positions, two of the best, ripping a quarterback who's also really good at what he does. I mean, Ben is. Mm. Whatever you think of him, Ben made a lot of good throws to help those guys, along with a really good offensive line.
They had a good team, good offense, one of the best offenses in the league in the last couple of years.
How about Le'Veon said, if I would have played this year, we'd have won the Super Bowl or been in the Super Bowl. And I'm like, what happened the year before? You guys were really good, too.
I mean, anyone could say that after skipping a whole year and not playing one down. Sure. If I would have played, we would have been much better.
That team was missing something.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell's, when he's playing, he's a top three running back in the league, if not top two, if not the best. Like, we know that all around. But
when your best players are salty and get away from the company line of what's going on and they start doing their own thing, you got a big problem. And one wide receiver and one really good running back, and they were two of the best, They could ruin things for everybody else on that team where there's nothing you can do. Matter of fact, if you, the offensive lineman came out early and ripped them a little bit, and they got ripped.
Yep, you're right.
And it just tears everything apart.
Well, that was just, it was an implosion. The whole Le'Veon Bell thing was just an implosion.
Man, a lot of this goes back to Mike Tomlin, who, by the way, Le'Veon Bell said nice things about Mike Tomlin, but Mike's got, he's got to put those big pants on and go, hey, fellas, it's got to stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got rid of the two people that were the most upset, right?
Well.
For now.
It's just unbelievable, this story. Hey, by the way, you like a little drama?
Yeah, I do. Oh,
we got a little Dave Broward. We got some more Jorge Mas in Dade County.
Uh-oh.
Dade County not real happy about the sweetheart deal that Lockhart just got for all those fields. We want those fields for our Dade County kids instead of those cow pastures. We'll get into all that. Stay with us. We're going to be back in a moment. What do you got for us, Zach?
All right, well, it's the last big weekend, by the way, of the Florida Renaissance Festival. Step back in time to the 16th century at the 27th annual Florida Renaissance Festival. Enjoy jesters and jugglers, armor knights, jousting, lively music, 100 artisans selling their wares, and continuous entertainment for the whole family. This is the seventh glorious weekend of joyous feasting and drinking. Great food and drink there. Great food and drink there. Where every weekend has its own unique theme. So join us. This is the last weekend through March 24th from 10 a.m. to sunset. You live the adventure at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach. Magic, witches, and wizards. That's the big weekend coming up this weekend at Quiet Waters Park for the Florida Renaissance Festival. Only the most magical witches and wizards in the village can conquer. It's a big, big one. Get your butt off the couch. You're not going to want to miss out on the most magical weekend. Muggles are welcome as well for the big Magic Witches and Wizards weekend. This is going to be a good one. They always do it real, real big on their last weekend there at the Renaissance Festival. For tickets and more information, visit ren-fest.com. That's ren-fest.com. It's a fun family event for all ages to be our guests in another place and time at the Florida Renaissance Festival. That's at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach. The big, big magical weekend. Magic, witches, and wizards. Get there this weekend. Enjoy all the fun, all the food, all the great stuff there at the Renaissance Festival. It's Deerfield Beach this weekend.
Hell, Lockhart's got that thing, and if we go in there, they're going to jump on it real quickly.
Sure. It's a no-brainer to me when you look at the whole thing. If there's not some land,
that doesn't make Dade County feel any better.
No, I understand that, but if there's nowhere in Dade County where he could find the land or figure it out, you know, what do you think he's going to do? This guy's not a businessman that's just going to sit put.
My first question was like, okay, I mean, I knew this was going to happen. I mean, you had to know that some folks in Dade County
going to be upset
are not going to be happy. So, but they go out and use the parks too. They just got a little bit of a drive. If they want to go up there and practice or play some tournaments.
It's right off the highway, right?
They can go up there and do it, which is not exactly what they want to hear. And
is that making me a selfish Broward pig when I say something like that?
No.
Okay.
No, Lockhart just sat back and went, wow, it's nice to have you. Didn't expect you to come through the front door. we'll take it, and we'll roll on. But, yeah, there were going to be a lot of shots now. Jorge Mas wasn't getting any shots, really. Although, he took some jabs, too. People jabbed him, and he threw a few back in yesterday. But going back to trying to get Freedom Park, Mel Reese location done. So anyway, that will be interesting after Jorge Mas must have been really pissed off to throw out the cow pasture fields they have all over Dade County for soccer.
Little shot.
Because people are going, yeah, well, why don't you put down some nice ones? And he's going, I would like to. There's no place to go. Everywhere I turn, there's something that holds us up, or we got to wait.
Yeah, he's not really in the waiting kind of period, right?
No.
Like, he just wants to get this done.
They're on the clock. They want to get rolling. It does make you wonder, though. They're going to get stuck in a situation where they're going to become full-time at Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that's my hot take. They build this up. That's where they're staying.
And get blocked. And now people get turned off. And Freedom Park Mel Reese says, screw you. We want to look at those nice fields. Like the one commissioner said, I want people to look out the hotels and see nice green putting greens and trees and they don't want to see parking lots and
no
it's all right so
Jurassic Park
anyway
cow pastures
well I'll tell you what There's going to be a lot of work to be done. But the Moss family, who's been in Dade County and really good. They're a good family. I know you don't want to hear that. They're really good people. But leaving Dade County, people are going to always look at them as traitors no matter what. And what you've done is, you know, there's going to be a lot of bad stuff that comes out. Comes with the business, man. When you put your big boy pants on.
That's right.
And you want to get into professional sports.
That's what happens. We've seen it all over the place. Especially stadium stuff. Come on. There's been owners that have been threatened to leave the state. We've seen that firsthand. Seen it around the country. It's just what happens. It's a professional thing. There's a lot of money.
That was the weakest bluff of all time.
Of
We're
course.
Going to San Antonio.
Baseball's dead here in Miami.
We're going to San Antonio.
Or Portland. Or remember they had the meetings in Vegas. Like they were, oh, we're moving. Unless we get a stadium, we are out. Did they buy our bluff yet? Yeah, they did. Okay, good.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. And so anyway, that's the latest on the last couple of days for Jorge Moss, Dade County, Broward County, and everything else. As the next story will be, Lockhart Stadium's approved everything.
And they already broke ground.
It's all yours. Yeah. Start her up. Let's get it rolling.
Next picture you're going to see is literally just dirt because they've cleared everything out and they're starting from fresh, you know?
Zach, we're about done with spring baseball. JT Riddle, Miami Marlins shortstop, who is in a hot competition there right now, is going to join us in the early 7 o'clock hour as they get ready to put that 25-man roster
baseball
together. And the next thing you know, play ball. We'll be playing. We'll find out just how good they are. Okay, what do they want now, 11 in a row? I have not said anything because I remember in past people go, really, bro? Did you just bring up spring training, baseball,
and they won
11 in a row?
11 in a row.
Like, do you realize how many guys playing a game? And guys are working on pitches and working on things. And, like, they're jogging in the outfield while the game's going on. Are you aware of that before you get carried? And I go, no. I get it. But
I mean, it is like practice games.
Oh, they are.
Like, I mean, there's not real. I mean, there's wins and losses, but not really counts.
A lot of pitchers are working on pitches. Don't even could care less.
Yeah.
They're working on a certain pitch and – you know,
there is live baseball going on now that counts, but we're not talking about that.
No.
By the way, in this game
Oh, my God, they're going at it again. Seattle and Oakland.
And there's some breaking news coming from this game. That, now, I'm sure it's not breaking to a lot of people, but Ichiro has announced he was going to retire after this game right now. When this game ends, Ichiro is officially retired.
Wow.
Yep. They just at 6:43 this morning, all the reporters covering that game said breaking news, Ichiro will retire after tonight's game.
And stays in Japan
and it's
done.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if he does that.
Who knows if he stays there.
Goes back.
Announcement is expected after Thursday's game in the Tokyo Dome against the A's.
If
you have him here in a fantasy team, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, if you you count up amount of hits that guy had in Japan as well as Major League Baseball.
Yeah, P. Rose
wouldn't be happy. I can tell you that. Pete Rose would not like that. Speaking of that, guess who's going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning? Maybe the greatest catcher of all time, Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. Part of
that
big
maybe out of the
red
sounds.
Machine. You ask people right now. Now, you got to be old enough to – you can't.
Yeah.
If you didn't see him play,
then you can't know.
Then don't comment. Don't give me the Pudge Rodriguez or some other guy that you might want to get in there. Right?
Yeah. Johnny Bench got to be that guy.
Johnny Bench.
You make it all team by position.
By the way, too. I mean, Johnny Bench, behind the plate.
Johnny Slouch.
Bench.
Yeah.
Johnny Bench was throwing dudes out, man. Johnny Bench was like, you want to run on me?
Good luck.
Good night, Loretta. The party's over. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.